hour of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke. We've featured a lot of musicians and a lot of instruments over the years on Lake Effect, but until now, we've never had an instrument quite like the one Yaya Kambaye brought with him to the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Kambaye is a native of Senegal and something of a virtuoso on the kora. It's an instrument that he will tell you about, but better to hear it first. Here he is, accompanied by Carl Nichols and recorded recently in Studio C1. That's great stuff. Thank you so much. And welcome to Lake Effect. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us here.
Good to be here.
Well, and let me, before we go any further, let me have you each introduce yourselves. Tell us your name and what you're playing.
My name is Yaya, and I'm from West Africa, Senegal. I'm playing the instrument called kora. And kora have 22 string from West Africa. And it was made with fishing line. And big solid piece of gold, we call it calabash. Can you say calabash?
Calabash.
Yeah, it's a big gold, you know, it's a tree.
Yeah.
It would grow like watermelon. And then we make some bridge on it, put some cowhide and some tag. We just get to play it. It's from tradition to tradition, generation to generation from West Africa. I just inherited it from my family. I'm from the Griot family. But this morning, we are very excited to be here. You know, finally met my friend, Carl, and I'm going to pass it to him. He can talk.
Yeah, I'm Carl. I'm playing guitar. I don't think I have to do much explaining there.
It is a beautiful guitar, though.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit more about the kora because it is an instrument that I imagine gets a lot of attention when you take it out. It looks, you know, in some ways, it certainly it works like any other string instrument, but there's so much more to it. How hard was it for you to learn to play that?
Well, it takes practice. It's just like that's a good question. Just like reading, you know, you practice. The more you practice, the more you get better. So I've been doing this. Like my mom, she's singing. My family do this, so I grew up into it. So when I was 7 years old, and what I remember. Like, till I get to 9, and sometime, you know, just start tag along, and that's how I'll be able to, you know, get it and practice. I'm still practicing.
Yeah. Do they make a smaller version of it?
Yep. They got a different kind of smaller version of it, you know, for gift also. It depends how you want it. You can have it made big, you know.
Well, and so I'm curious, as you start to get better at playing it, are there things that that you can tweak, if you will, to make it sound the way you want it to sound? I mean, are there do you sound like the same kora player today that you were 5 years ago, or do you think you continue to master it? And
yes, I continue to master it because, like I said, it starts getting better and better the more you practice. And West Africa. Some where I came from, because they have the Griot names family, because back in the day, and century before I was born, and people in Africa, they hold the tradition. So I just get to come with it, practice our home. This is all we have, and this is what we do. Because the Griot, they send a message. If somebody doing wedding, a baby ceremony, we was like a journalist. We the one, they come to us. Let us know, then we can know how it is, and we can go play the drums, announce. We also play drums, and so the griot just have this and to send a message and get to know about your ancestor, you know, learn about the tradition, oral tradition.
I was just going to say, so this is really the equivalent of being able to go back through old newspapers.
Right. Carl, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's true. I think part of growing up in the Griot family, I'm guessing here, you learn about the history of everyone's family. So that's part of being a griot. You know, if you hear someone's last name, you can tell them everything about their family and all the great things they've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you actually get into? You are not from Africa.
No.
Yeah, so where did you come into the picture as far as playing with him?
It's just been because Yaya plays with a lot of people around the city, so, and I was doing the same thing, so we just kind of crossed paths. And I was aware of Cora. One day, you know, I was at Half Price Books, just looking around for hours, and I found a CD by Mamadou Diabaté. So that was my first introduction to Cora, and then I saw it, and I said, well, I gotta get to know this instrument a little better. So it's been going like that, and we had a nice musical connection, so it's kept going.
Now, you're playing guitar, but have you dabbled at all in learning to play Cora?
A little bit. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy, but...
It does not look easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Carl wanted to tell about your traveling. He went to Senegal, visit my homeland, and he do some research too, work with some other people who play traditional guitar,
right.
You know, research about the music, which is very great, you know. And then now we're here, I live in the United States. I've been living here for a few decades, let's say like that. But I get to go home back and forth every December. But this December, yeah, can't afford it and sit down here, you know, and I'm playing the music. Carol and I, we call ourselves Tilibok. Tilibok means what?
Sunrise.
Yeah, sunrise. Yeah. And also is the name of the tuning what we're playing right now.
Now, what brought you to Milwaukee in the first place?
My music. I'm a master drum. I play drum also because, like, the griot family, we got the whole package. They get to teach you a lot of history, oral tradition. And we play drums called djembe and some other African instrument called sabar. Because Dakar, where I came from, Senegal, West Africa, we have a lot of native language come together and staying in Dakar. Dakar is the capital in Senegal. And when we get there, when we get to Dakar, a lot of people will come in, so people get to talk to each other, teaching, learn each other language. You understand? So when you learn each other language, next thing you know, you get to do more researches. People get together, make some tea, attire, socialize. The international language in there, like here, you know, everybody speak English when you get out. But after that, some people speak Spanish. They got their own language, you know. And Senegal, that's how it is. But the national language in there, because we colonized with French. Right. So we speak French. Everybody spoke French when you go to school. But after that, the national language is Wolof. And Wolof, if you want to greet someone, you say Nanga Def. And then your response will be Mangi Fis. So you're telling me you're doing fine. And on, there's some people who speak Mandinko, which is like, that's where I came from. Mandinko is like not a tribe language from West Africa.
I have many more questions I want to ask, but before we get to them, is there another song you wanted to play?
Yeah, you know, we got some few songs for everybody.
What's this one called?
You want to know how you call?
I was just going to ask if you could introduce it for us, tell us a little bit about it, and let her rip, as they say.
That's right. Well, this one is called Benina. Yeah, Benina Bedwala. Benina Bedwala means like the parents, you know. In Africa, all we have, we very respect our parents. And of course, everybody, people try. But in Africa, the culture in American culture is different. So we get to have a song for our parents to thank them and say Dwala. Dwala means prayers. Because everywhere we go, we ask for prayers to our parents, make them happy, we please them. And where we came from in Senegal, they say, if you please your parents, you'll be pleased. So this song is dedicated to them, Benina Bedwala. Thank you.
Benny na de duala, Benny bao duala. Benina de duala, Benina de duala, ma boy mnginyan, bye boy mnginyan.
Is that my close?
Mangifi. Mangifi.
Mangifi. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. You have, if I heard this right, you've played with Bob Amahl in the past.
Yes. I did play with Bob Amahl in the past.
He's gotten a fair amount of attention in this country, and I know what he's done on occasion is bring in some Western influences to his music. And I'm curious, because we hear sometimes about how traditional American music has been influenced by African traditions. Do you feel like the reverse has been true also? Is there any influence that American music has had on African music?
Yeah, I mean, it is, because and the way I feel, the music, it just goes around. Music go around, you know, just like how you go in the circle, you know. Everything goes circle. Music from the world, it can be from Africa to come here, and the Western music, you know. So the music travel all over the world, but sometimes I work with some people which is like they've been, you know, they never introduced this kind of music. And after that, they start adapting it. You know, it takes a lot of work, practice, and practice. Yeah.
Were you exposed to much American music as you were growing up in Senegal?
What I do is I listen more because in Senegal people don't speak English, you know, but nowadays they do, because English is international. But I hear a lot of, I hear some different kind of music, James Brown, you know, some
sure.
stuff. Yeah, I recognize those things, and some Whitney.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's what I noticed those days, and more and more the Michael, of course, you know, what I'm saying Michael Jackson. We all heard about those kind of stuff, but now when I come here, I get to see a lot of, you know, get to meet a lot of people who play music, and you know, kind of Trey, basically.
Who do you most try to reach when you play in Milwaukee? How large an audience is there that already knows West African music and the music of the Kora, and how much are you trying to reach new people who may never have been exposed to this?
Yeah, quite often when we play, I would say every time we play, there's always at least one person who's never even heard of the Kora, and they're mm-hmm. always fascinated by it. Even when we play for people who are aware of the Kora, we like to show them something new, show them like different possibilities with the instrument. You know?
And also, you know, people always, like he said, because when people hear us play, I noticed that on our way home, there's people asking us, do you guys have a recording? Do you guys have a CD? But we kind of record ourselves like this face-to-face, you know, with a laptop. It's not that great recording. So I just make a few copies with that and then hold it with me, let them know this is not the great recording studio. But since you like it, this is this and this and that. And so far, every time we play, people will be coming, asking us, because there's always somebody who's never saw it before. That's the thing about Kora, because it just catch attention. We're like, wow, what is this? And it's very nice.
Carl, you said you've been to Senegal. Yeah. Tell me your impressions of the place.
Well, it's great. And for me as a guitar player, it was really humbling and kind of depressing at the same time, because you see all these people, like someone picks up the guitar and they're playing, and I'm like, wow, that was great. And like they're like, oh no, I don't really play guitar. I just pick it up a little bit every now and then. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I don't even want to play anymore. But there's people like Yaya that can just play so many instruments at a level that most people can't even gain with one instrument, and it's just amazing.
Well, I'm incredibly impressed with both of your playing, and Carl and Yaya, thank you so much for spending some time with us, and I hope you'll play one more song for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Remind me, how do you say thank you in Wolof?
Jerejef.
Jerejef?
Yeah, Jerejef.
Jerejef to both of you.
Yeah.
Yaya Kambaye is from Milwaukee via Senegal and a master of the 22-stringed instrument called the Kora. Carl Nichols plays the more well-known guitar. They joined us recently in the Lake Effect Performance Studio in an interview engineered by John Strelecki. You can hear all three songs they played in the supplemental audio section of wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That's the Monday edition of Lake Effect. Tomorrow on the show, a couple of fantasy authors go to bat for Hurricane Sandy relief. Plus, we'll meet Anne Leary on her way to Milwaukee in support of her new book, The Good House. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. Da ba da la, ba da de ba ila.